We're going to talk this morning from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, and also from chapter 1 this morning. We just ask you to Father, we ask you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to help us, oh God, as we attempt to give out your word, knowing that your word is much needed today. We live in a dark world, but we thank you that Jesus Christ is the light to this world. Chapter 2 of 1 Peter and verse 4. To whom coming as unto living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also are as lively stone, build up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lie in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and is a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a peoples, but now are the peoples of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. I love that. Peter 1. Chapter 1 and 3 said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abounding mercy had begotten us again into lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to the inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. Salvation and our place in heaven is prepared. You know, I heard a song that people sang a lot of times, and said that when you get to heaven, save a seat for me, you know. But I'm so glad I don't have to depend on anybody to to save me a seat. I thank God that it has already been prepared at the last time, in the last time, at the last day, my last day, that is always there waiting for me. and for you who believe, who have faith in Jesus Christ. And I love this this passage. I love Peter writing, and I'm reminded that that Mark was the writer for Peter. Mark many times recorded Peter's thoughts and words, and so just like Luke wrote for Paul, and it's good to have somebody to walk along beside you. Isn't it good? I really enjoy it. Todd and I, we get together and we go and we visit the sick. It's just good to have, you know, the apostles. They always had somebody accompany them when they would travel from place to place. And I often think about Peter and John and how they traveled together. And they were doing good work for the Lord. So it needs somebody, you know, we depend on Jesus Christ, but we need somebody with human feet to walk with us sometime, you know, that we can lean on. And, sometimes where you find God's word in the scripture, but, you know, you need somebody that can communicate with you and in human flesh. So it's good to have friends. Peter is really saying here, he's trying to get us to understand who we are in Christ Jesus. The religious leaders, they thought their hope was in the temple. But God is letting them know here that this thing was not done because of man. He said that, he's saying here that to whom's coming as unto a living stone, disallowed of man, but chosen of God and precious. Jesus Christ did not come because of man. Man. Hearts of men. And that's what I like about that, you know. So, you know, thank you. So you don't have to, and there's nothing wrong with being a member of a church. I think it's important because we come together with our brothers and our sisters and we stand together. Church is a family affair. So you should be a member. You should be a member of God's establishment. God established the church. Jesus gave his life to establish the church. And he said, up on this rock, I'll build my church. Who was the rock? The rock was Christ. The rock was Jesus Christ. And he's the head of the church. The religious leaders, they rejected Jesus. He said, but when the building was finally made, the peace that was important was the cornerstone. Without that, the building would not have been complete, and it was Jesus Christ. So Peter is saying here, he's letting us know here that it's about Christ. Who is important? I mean, I'm not important. I'm not that important, you know. But it's Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. If it had not been for him, we wouldn't have a hope today. But because of Jesus Christ, we can face the problem of tomorrow because of him. You know, we go through so many different trials today and so many pains and so many different kinds of problems in our world today, but it's not because that you have been so bad, but it's because that the world is corrupted. When Adam ate of the fruit, I don't know what it was. Matter of fact, it doesn't matter what it was, whether it was an apple, or it may not have been any of those things. But when Eve ate, nothing happened. But when he took his first bite, the world was transformed in the hands of Satan. So at that time, we were kidnapped by Satan. And it took Jesus Christ to come into this world to rescue us from our kidnapper. And he, believe me today, I mean, he's alive and well today. He's alive and well today. And he's alive and well with boldness today. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need him. Ye also, as lively stones, and to build up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So we are to send up praises to the Lord. You know, and you don't have to be among the believers to send up praises to God, because He expects us to send up praise to him, and God get glorified out of our praises. And you who are suffering, Jesus Christ suffered, and he didn't do anything. You know, we look down at our life, and some people say, well, you know, I didn't dance, and I don't smoke, and I don't drink, and I have a whoremonger, and I'm a good person. You're not good enough. You're not good enough to receive salvation except you do it through Jesus Christ. You're not good enough to, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done down through your life. I mean, sometimes pain just comes, and it's because of this corruptible world that we live in. I mean, we live in a world that today, this world is controlled by Satan and Satan worship. I was looking at watching the news the other day, and I'm not against anybody. You know, I want people to come to Christ, but when I saw that other flag flying below the American flag, I could not watch it. I could not watch it. I mean, the American flag is supposed to stand for something, you know, and I regard it as something establishment that is high, that represent America, and also represent the Christians. The laws of America was set up on the word of God, and they may have not all been men of God, but they had enough knowledge, enough understanding to know that God is the basics of our existence. And that's the way they set it up. Now we have these smart lawyers going in and attempting to change things, but that's all right. You know, God gonna have, I'm not worried about it. You know, I do worry about my friends. I worry about the young people of our country, how they are being persuaded to participate in things that is not natural. I do worry about that. So, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. I love that. It's contained in the scripture. Behold, I lie in Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. He shall not be condemned because you believe in Jesus Christ. The world might condemn you, but you know what? God is higher than the devil. And when it's all said and done, God gonna have the last words. Gonna have and if people are not with him, There's another place for them. And it's not good. So when Jesus comes back, somebody, a lot of people are going to be, oh, going to be so happy and so glad. And a lot of people are going to be so sad. Because you're not good enough. Man are not good enough to receive salvation other than Jesus Christ. He's the one that that make bad people good and good people better. That's what I like about him. And I don't care how bad you are. Jesus can change that life, and he changed from the inside. And from the inside, you can see it on the outside if you've been changed. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to know. Good to know. Unto you, therefore, which believest, he is precious. You believe in God. God, not what I said, but God said that you are precious because you believe in me. And God gave his life for a precious people. God gave, we think about suffering. And God never did anything wrong. But oh, how he suffered. For the cause of sin, because man sinned and God had to give his life, because God said, in the day you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die. You shall surely die. But the mercy of God, Brother Todd, the mercy of God said, no, just as the man are death. But grace and mercy said, no, I've already paid the price. I've paid the price with the blood of my son. Isn't it good to know that when you leave this world, you have a place that has been reserved, prepared for you, and the power that holds that is in the hand of God. And Satan can't even shake it. Ephesians 1 and 3 said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. So we have a place in heaven, and although our residence is down here, we walk down here, we move down here, we live down here, but our headquarters are in Christ, are in heaven. Although we live in this dark world, this world is not our friend, but we have a place, and we also have access to heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you love that, church? when trouble becomes so severe, and you can think about one day it won't be like that. One day it won't be like this anymore. One day God's going to change it. And he's able to change things. The world is running wild today. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. You see, this is a love affair. I don't do it because I love him. You don't do it because you love him. Love ought to mean something to a child of God. Love ought to mean something to husband and wife. I don't do it because I love her. I don't do it because, praise God, I love him. I don't do it because I love him. I mean him up there. Praise God. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to his good pleasure of his will. Praise God. It pleased God. It pleased God. It pleased God to give his son, but also we were predestined before the world was. God knew what kind of heart we're going to have. We have a heart to accept Christ even before the world was. This is how much God knows. You know, God knows everything. I believe he told one of his workers, he said, I know you even before you were in the womb. How can that be? Other than through God. How can that be except through an almighty God? I know you before you were in the womb. And that takes two people. But God knew you. And he said that I have accepted you before this world began. Adam sinned in the garden, but God gave us a ram who is Jesus Christ. No wonder the guy, you know, around the cross could say that it was Jesus. I heard Todd say he was Jesus. But I want you to know he is Jesus. Yeah. He still is. You know, the death on the cross didn't defeat him, but it made us alive. It gave us a chance to be one of those little stones. He called Peter a rock. But Jesus said that I am the great, I am the rock. And we, all of us, are little rocks. And what makes us a rock? Because we hold on to our faith. Regardless of what happened, I think Todd talked about last Sunday about the guy that only had a few seconds to live, and he chose Jesus. And the enemy said that if you confess Christ, we're going to take your head off. Only a few, but he decided that I'm a part of the rock. I'm a piece of the rock, and I'm going to stand on the rock. And we can stand on. The foundation is solid today. We can stand on that rock. We can walk on that rock. We can live in that rock because he is the solid rock. Praise God. And I love him. I love him. I love him. I've been running for a long time, and I ain't tired yet. run on for the, will you run for the Lord? Will you run for the Lord? And I'm not looking for a church. I had my pastorship. But I'm still going to work for the Lord because I am a part of one of those lifeless stones that's in Christ Jesus. That when I get lowly, you know, when things doesn't go well, you know, when my wife is feeling bad, you know, but I have somebody that I can reach down in me because he put it in me. And give me a mind to move on and go a little bit longer. Because the hope is in Christ Jesus. And I ain't going to give up. I'm going to keep on praying to the Lord. Because you know what? He's always heard me. He's always heard me. That's what he's there for, to hear from his children. And we are the children of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant love had begotten us again. You see, Adam lost us. Through Adam we were lost. But Peter's saying here that we have been gotten again by Jesus Christ. And we're more stable now than we were then. You know, Adam could fall. But when you become a child of God, you might fall, but you fall in Jesus Christ. And he is able to raise you up and set you in the right path again. Only God can do that. I'm glad this morning to be a child of God. And I was thinking about reading a little bit about, when Christ rose from the dead. You know, Peter denied Christ. And he did it three times. He said, I don't know this guy. You know, I don't know this man. And he finally used some words that wasn't right, but he wanted them to know that I don't know him. Jesus made sure he said, tell Peter. That's a comfort. He didn't hold a grudge. He said, tell Peter that I'm going to Galilee to meet him. Praise God. And also, after they had suffered, and evidently Peter was busy doing something, he said, Peter, do you love me? He's saying to the church today, do you love me? He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yeah, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. But that wasn't good enough. And he said again, you know, Peter had always been a big mouth, you know, always putting his foot in his mouth and saying things. And one time Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, you are offensive to me. How that should have made him feel, because his Lord and Savior said, Satan, you are offensive to me. Get behind me. Peter said, I'm going to be careful now. And he said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yeah, Lord, I love you. Feed my lamb. And he said, Peter, do you love me? He's saying to the church today, church, do you love me? Stand up in a dark world because there's trouble in the land. People need to know that Jesus Christ is still alive. They need to know that God is still in charge. They need to know that God is still in the world today. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter said, yeah, hey, Lord. You know all things. And I know that you know that I love you. Feed my sheep. Praise God. Feed my sheep. We serve a good God, y'all. We serve a God that cares about his children. And I don't know why he allows us to suffer so much. But evidently he's trying to make a point in our lives. I don't believe God is this harsh God that just don't care about his children. But sometimes he's trying to reach us. But he also said, those that I love, I chasten. And sometimes I said, why you chase me so much? Why you chase me so much? You know, but it's God's way. He didn't only come to set us free by coming, but he also gave his life. He gave his life on this old rugged cross. He didn't go half the way. He didn't go part the way. He didn't go a third the way, but he went all the way. All the way to the grave. But because of his love, early that Sunday morning, he walked out of the grave and said, all power is in my hand. I'm God. We need to know that he is God. We need to know that he has the power of resurrection, because if he doesn't come real soon, all of us in here are going to sleep. But it's good to know. Isn't it good to know that if you're sleeping somewhere, you may be in the depths of the sea. You may have gotten consumed by fire, your ashes. But isn't it good to know that wherever you are, God knows where you are. Or he has your address. And he knows where you are. And he's going to raise all of those who sleep in his name. Blessed are those who die in Jesus Christ. Praise his name. He got up out of the grave. When they had the meeting, one of the disciples was not there when Jesus showed himself. You see, you know, he wasn't concerned about the world anymore, whether they believe he got up or not, but he had a few special people that he showed himself to. And one of his disciples were not there when Jesus came. And he said, except I can feel the wound in his side Except I can feel the nail print in his hand, I won't believe. Because I saw him die. I saw him drop his head on the cross. I saw the blood that came out of his body. I saw the water that came out of him. And I know he was dead. And I don't believe that he rose. Jesus loved his children. Just for Thomas that day. He walked in, and when he walked in, he said, Thomas, come here. Here's my side. Feel my side. Thomas said, oh, Lord. I believe. No, no, no. Feel the wound in my hand. Thomas said, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of a living God. And he rose to let all of us know that there's a resurrection. Those who die in Christ, they're going to raise, God's going to raise them in his Son. And we will live again. But to be absent from the body, to be present with Jesus Christ. God bless you. Just a few words, a little short song here, talking about running. Running for the Lord. No. I haven't seen this in a long, long time, but just a few verses of it. Lord, I am willing all to run on all the way. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way. Sometimes pain by heartache, scorned by loved one, but oh, I'm willing, I'm willing, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way.